With the ringing of that school bell, we know it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And you'll want to turn in your Bible today to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. And the lesson text is Proverbs 23, 29 through 35. And we'll get to there in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by Sunday worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today we're going to look at a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 31st, 1926. The title of this lesson is The Evils of Strong Drink. It is a world's temperance lesson. And the lesson text is Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath complaining? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek out mixed wine, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it sparkleth in the cup, when it goeth down smoothly. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange things, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as one that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not hurt. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Proverbs 23:32. You remember that. 2, 3, 3, 2. At the last, it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. The devotional reading is the 97th Psalm. Jehovah reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitudes of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of Jehovah, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people have seen his glory. Let them all be put to shame that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Jehovah. For thou, Jehovah, art most high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. O ye that love Jehovah, hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in Jehovah, ye righteous, and give thanks unto his holy memorial name. Now, there is a geographical note for this, and I think it's an interesting geographical note for this type of lesson on the evils of strong drink, and here it is. Self-controlled is bound by no geographical limits, but should be worldwide. Let me read the helps and hints for the teacher. Solomon wrote most of the book of Proverbs. He wrote it. It's thought to be about B.C. 1000. The object of the book is stated in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. And I'm going to turn to Proverbs chapter 1 and read verses 1 through 6. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding, to receive instruction in wise dealing, and righteousness, and justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion, that the wise man may hear and increase in learning, that the man of understanding may attain into sound counsels, to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. This is indeed a book of wisdom, divine wisdom. Temperance is self-control or self-government. It is the dividing line between the physical and the moral, the animal and the spiritual. Following his appetites and passions, man is no more than an animal. To be governed by the flesh is death, Romans 8, verses 5 and 6. Paul was temperate and controlled his whole body. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27 says, Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth in the games exerciseth self-controlled in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not uncertainly, so fight I, not as beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. Before the unrighteous and intemperate Felix and the profligate Drusilla, Paul reasoned of righteousness and self-controlled and the judgment to come, Acts 24:25. Many are the exhortations in the New Testament to self-controlled. We read in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, beginning in verse 16, But I say, walk by the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, that ye may know not to do the things that ye would. But if ye are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousies, wrath, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I forewarn you, as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-controlled. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lust thereof. If we live by the Spirit let us also walk. Let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another. We read in Titus chapter 1, beginning in verse 7 and going through verse 9. The bishop must be blameless as God's steward, not self-willed, not soon angry, no brawler, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but given to hospitality, a lover of good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. holding to the fair faithful word which is according to the teaching, that he may be able to both exhort in sound doctrine and convince the gainsayers. And then in this same little epistle, Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, Paul writes, "Speak thou the things that befit the sound doctrine, that aged men be temperate, grave, sober-minded, sound in faith, in love, in patience, that aged women likewise be reverent in demeanor, not slanderers, nor enslaved to much wine, teachers of that which is good, that they may train the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sober-minded, chaste, workers at home, kind, being in subjection to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. The younger men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves an example of good works, in thy doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of us." And we read in the second epistle of Peter, chapter 1, beginning in verse 4, "He hath granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yea, and for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence, in your faith supply virtue, in your virtue knowledge, and in your knowledge self-controlled, and in your self-controlled patience, and in your patience godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Now, returning to Elam's notes, we read that we must master our passions, or they will master us. The Bible everywhere condemns drunkards and making drunkards. Back into the book of Isaiah, chapter 28 and verse 7. "These reel with wine and stagger with strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine, they stagger with strong drink, they err in vision, they stumble in judgment." In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, we read, "Or know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." In the old book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 5, we read, "Wine is treacherous, a haughty man that keepeth not at home, who enlargeth his desire as Sheol, and he is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all peoples." And in Romans chapter 13, verse 13, we read, "Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy." We'll continue in our next class.